Thank you, Dan. We are here at the Leadership Summit in Nashua. The 2016 New Hampshire presidential primary marks the 100-year anniversary of the political tradition here. And Neil Levesque is director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. He's setting up a state commission that's charged with planning the celebration of the primary's centennial anniversary. And he joins us now to talk about the effort. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Neil, 100 years of the primary. Talk about the ways you've seen the primary change and the ways that it stayed the same.
Well, the primary is alive and well, and I think the 19 candidates that are here in Nashua today are evidence of that. The primary has really changed in many ways. First of all, they used to vote for the delegate who would then go to the convention and vote for the candidate. So that's a major change since the start of the primary. In the very beginning, we were not first in the nation. That changed when we moved it to the second Tuesday in March so that we would save money and only keep the polls and the town clerk open one day rather than two. And we certainly have a different diversity of candidates than we did 100 years ago. So we're excited about this primary and excited about the celebration.
Yeah. What do you think of the primary over that century? What moments come to mind as some favorites or ones that define the New Hampshire primary?
Well, there's certainly different moments where candidates really got tested. I can think of Muskie in front of the union leader. I can think of Ronald Reagan here in Nashua at the debate. I can think of just things like Jimmy Carter coming into the state with 2% name ID, winning that New Hampshire primary. No one knew who he was. That is what New Hampshire is great for. We cut out the chaff, if you will, and we really test candidates, and we do a great job at it.
The great filtering, I think.
A wonderful filtering.
You chair the New Hampshire Presidential Primary Centennial Anniversary Commission. What is the goal of the commission?
Well, the goal is we really want to celebrate this 100-year mark, and we want to do it in two ways. First of all, it's something for New Hampshire citizens to celebrate. We take this primary seriously, and we take this test seriously. The second thing is we also want to tell our story. We don't want to brag about it. We don't want to say we're better than anyone else. What we want to say is that this New Hampshire primary is good for the other 50 states as well. It is good for our democracy that we have a primary that really tests candidates, and candidates that want to be president of all 50 states.
Now, there's always discussion about whether New Hampshire should stay first. Now, some argue, of course, the state is not representative enough of the country's population, but why should it stay first? What's the argument there?
Well, we really do test the candidates. We have high voter turnouts. You know, the great thing about New Hampshire, as a friend of mine says, is not only do we get to ask the question, we get to ask the follow-ups. And that is not the way it works in other states. In a state like California, you run television ads. You have press conferences. It's not like here in New Hampshire where people are going to that. They're holding town hall meetings, they're going to the barber shop, they're going to the diners, and they're meeting voters. And this is a very special place. And you know who likes it the best? Candidates. And so that's why I think we'll have another 100 years of the New Hampshire primary.
What kind of events are in the works to do some celebration?
Well, the governor passed into law this statute to create this commission. We have some fine members and honorary members of this commission, both Democrats and Republicans. We've come together. You know, there's no taxpayer money being used in this commission, so we're seeking donations and things like that. But we're really a resource so that all kinds of groups can hold events, including the commission, so that as we go towards March 2016, people know our story and we can hope for another 100 years.
And in a state where politics is a big sport, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yes, and it is our state sport. And the way this came about early in 1913 from a farmer from Richmond, New Hampshire, this was a progressive movement. It wasn't a Democrat or Republican event. And a lot had to do with a guy named Winston Churchill, who was a famous New Hampshire author, not the British person we know about. So this is a long, great history, and New Hampshire people should be proud.
It's an interesting and varied history.
Yes.
Neil Levesque is director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics, and he is also chair of the Primary Centennial Anniversary Commission. Neil, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for coming in early this morning.
Thank you very much.